Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Fuel cells, fuel cells, fuel cells. And we have the newest startup in the region. Tell us about it.
Right. General Electric officially launched this new fuel cell business Tuesday morning at the Saratoga Technology and Energy Park up in Malta. It was an occasion where local business leaders, politicians, and the media got a chance to see what they're doing up there. But also, GE announced a memorandum of understanding it has reached with Hudson Valley Community College over in Troy to install and operate a 50-kilowatt fuel cell power generation demonstration next door to its operation in Malta. Hudson Valley operates its own TechSmart facility, which is a set of classrooms where it trains students in green technologies up in the Malta Technology Park. In addition to seeing lower energy costs, the college will develop fuel cell technology curricula and be able to provide hands-on training in the field to its students. The arrangement gives GE Fuel Cells a place to test out its work, a place where it can show that the stuff it's about to manufacture for commercial customers actually operates outside the lab. GE has been researching and developing fuel cell technology for about a decade at its global research headquarters in Niskayuna. The new technology being developed in Malta concentrates on a technology known as solid oxide fuel cell systems.
Well, we're just about to see those kids going back to school. And to that end, a story in the paper today about the high cost of school supplies.
Right. We sent Kathleen Moore out to talk to parents about how much they're spending to send their kids back to school this year, and we got some interesting responses. We heard some complaints about the number of items and the excessive cost, but we also heard from parents who love getting a list. One Schenectady mom we talked to spent $200 on supplies for her two elementary school children. Much of it was for shared supplies, enough pencils, folders, and other materials to outfit those students who come to school with nothing. Another mother we talked to, she was concerned about how poor parents can afford all the things on the list. But some of the parents we talked to were delighted to get a printed list to take to the store, saying it makes school shopping so much easier. These lists nowadays don't just contain pencils and erasers. We heard about lists that had items such as dry erase markers, Ziploc bags, Post-it notes, and cleaning supplies. Some parents suggested that maybe this is something the school itself should be buying. We have heard from school districts themselves that they are trying to cut back costs and asking parents to contribute to these basic supplies is one technique they're using. You know, some lucky parents don't have to buy anything at all. Donors at times cover all the school supply costs in particular schools. This is what we heard from the Schenectady school system. Some of the parents will get a note saying, a donor has stepped forth and covered your supplies, so you don't need to buy anything. So it's an interesting time of year, a lot of things to buy on those lists, and I'm sure the people are out in the stores today filling them up.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thanks, David.